This podcast is titled, It's All About Trump. The speaker is Brad Frager.
Hello. For over a month, I've been telling people, anyone who would listen, that this shutdown was all about defeating Trump. Progressive elites knew what was at stake if Trump was reelected. In their arrogant, ignorant elitist minds, they believed they were the only ones capable of taking the steps needed to stop the destruction of the world by modern technology, especially the massive use of fossil fuels. They knew Trump would be a major block to attaining these critical goals, to saving the planet, but they were sure that Hillary would be elected easily. However, when the votes were counted, it was Trump who'd won by an electoral landslide. Since they believed that wasn't possible, they knew that Trump must have cheated. They decided they could not allow these results to stand. They had to prove he'd cheated. If they couldn't find the proof, they'd make it up. This resulted in 4 years of lies, misrepresentations, and innuendo. But to their horror, none of it worked. Regardless of having progressives, Democrats, the Washington establishment, Hollywood, the media, print, broadcast, and cable, and millions of uninformed liberals against him, he was accomplishing more, keeping more of his promises than any president in the last 100 years. In addition, the economy was going gangbusters. There were private conversations about the need for a depression, or at least a recession. They knew their only hope for a win in November was to somehow destroy the Trump economy. But was that even possible? How do you destroy an economy on steroids? Then, like a gift from an unknown benefactor, COVID-19 hit the world. It was quickly obvious to the Chinese communist leaders that the disease was highly contagious. Knowing this, they shut down all travel between Wuhan and the rest of China. However, they encouraged Wuhan residents to travel internationally, causing havoc with the rest of the world's economies. If the communists were determined to hurt the world's economies, progressives would gladly help make that happen. The progressive researchers and epidemic experts created and supported models where 2 million people would die in America if something drastic wasn't done. They told Trump that it was necessary to shut down the nation in order to slow the spread of the virus, save the hospitals, and save as many lives as possible. The scenario was so compelling that Trump didn't have a choice. He was forced to shut down the most powerful economy the world had ever seen. Progressives and their pervasive media played both sides of the issue. Initially, they called Trump a xenophobe for shutting down travel to and from China, while our Democrat leaders encouraged activities that would guarantee the spread of the virus. Even though we knew early on that the elderly were the greatest risk group by far, some Democrat governors placed those with the disease in facilities for the elderly, leaving hospitals essentially empty and fearful. Why they decided to do this is still an unanswered question. However, to prove Trump's incompetence and create the greatest level of fear possible, they needed all the deaths they could get. In fact, to assure maximum death stats from COVID-19, they paid hospitals bonuses for every COVID-19 death reported and insisted that any who died and tested positive would be listed as a COVID-19 death, whether or not that was the actual cause. This suggests that the actual death rate from the virus is significantly less than reported. Then they blamed Trump for not acting sooner, for no masks, no ventilators, no PPEs, and not enough hospital beds. However, he fixed all those issues quickly by conscripting businesses to adjust their manufacturing, and very soon we had all the medical supplies we needed and more. There is no doubt in my mind that no other person on the planet could have solved the medical supply issue so quickly. Then the progressive media asked him how he felt about 200,000 plus people dying under his watch, conveniently forgetting that 2 million had been predicted if he didn't act immediately, nor that the actual death rate was probably significantly less. The plan seemed to work perfectly. The people were scared to death, in many cases literally, afraid to leave their homes. The economy was almost non-existent. Small businesses were closing, some for good, by the thousands. 30 million people were out of work. Moderate bread lines formed, and the people were being told that it would be months before some semblance of normality returned. However, some began to wonder if the crisis was real or manufactured. Frontline medical personnel began to say that the pandemic was essentially non-existent, that COVID-19 was no worse than a severe flu. Some doctors from around the world said that they had a therapy that worked for over 90% of the cases, and that the therapy was both readily available and inexpensive. The progressive media and medical establishment tried to shut them up, saying their predictions and statements about therapy frauds were dangerous. In addition, if the pandemic was so terrible, people asked, why don't I know anyone who's died? Weren't pandemics supposed to strike every person personally, losing close friends or family members? At the height of the supposed pandemic, 70% of Americans didn't even know someone who had the disease, let alone who had died from it. But the objective was to shut down the economy. They couldn't allow things to return to normal. They had to keep opposing voices silent. They had to shut it down. This had become a political battle. It's no coincidence that Democrat governors kept their states shut down while Republican governors opened theirs. In addition, some Republican states never shut down completely. But tens of millions of people were so scared that they supported the shutdowns, and the media predicted dire consequences for those states that opened too early. It turned out that the states who opened early ultimately had no more problems than the states who stayed closed. It looked like Teflon Trump had dodged another bullet designed to destroy him and pave the way for a progressive theocracy in America. After all of this, they were still going to fail. They needed something else, a gift from the dark side. Then some cops apparently killed a black man, and it was all caught on video. This was just what they needed, the perfect image to create a race war and cause riots across America, letting the rioters burn and loot to their heart's content. This happened almost exclusively in Democrat-run cities and states. They knew that Democrat politicians wouldn't stop them. But the havoc and mayhem scared a lot of people who wondered why nothing was being done. The Democrats blamed Trump. After all, that was the entire purpose. Note that the millions of deaths and the loss of tens of millions of livelihoods from both the shutdown and the riots, not the peaceful protests, didn't bother the progressive Democrats at all. To them, it was a small price to pay to get rid of Trump. I've been saying for years that progressives will do anything, anything and everything to achieve their goal of world domination. Trump was the biggest barrier to achieving this goal. Anything that stopped him was morally acceptable. Anything that kept him in power was pure evil, including the 60 million that voted for him. Now we can see just how far they will go. The total destruction of America is acceptable. Any deaths and or suffering is collateral damage. There is no doubt. Anyone who votes Democrat in November is either a fool or a Marxist, determined to destroy America and create a socialist state on steroids. By the way, as I record this, we found out that Biden and his son Hunter have been deeply involved in immoral and unethical activities, and possibly activities that are criminal and traitorous. The progressive propaganda machine is doing everything possible to prove these accusations false, even though the DOJ, Department of Justice, has stated they are absolutely true. The progressive propaganda machine includes the mainstream media, broadcast, cable, and print, as well as Google, Twitter, and Facebook. There is no doubt that if the tables were turned and there was the same level of proof against Trump and Trump Jr., that they would currently be in cuffs and on their way to prison for a multitude of crimes, including treason. I'm sorry to say, but any honest American voting Democrat this time around is a fool. Thank you.
This podcast is a Groundbreaking Productions production, copyright 2021 Brad Frager. Written, produced, and presented by Brad Frager, with the editorial assistance of Barbara Foley.